when you say you're not confident, that's not true. There might be some things that you're not confident in yet. And that's simply because of one very, very basic fact, because you haven't put in the reps. So if you want to get more confident at something, figure out what that thing is and start practicing. For me right now, it's guitar and piano. And every single day that I'm learning more and more, I am building my confidence. I'm so proud of myself. I'm so elated. I'm so inspired by my own abilities. And I never thought I could do this. I doubted myself for so long. It took me until 36 to trust myself enough to go, just give it a try. Just put in the reps. Welcome to Trujectory, the podcast committed to helping you step into your true path, your purpose work. There is nothing better than being able to do what you love every single day and to get paid for it. I lived many years of my life working jobs that didn't align with me, and I know how rough that feels. I want to see as many people as possible stepping into the work that truly lights their soul on fire. This is your space to come and be reminded that you can create the life that you're dreaming of and to learn exactly how to do it. This is your space to be inspired by those who have been bold enough to follow their passions and have created their dream life because of it. If you're ready to stop playing small, stop holding yourself back, and start aligning with your trajectory, let's do it. I'm excited for today's episode. Let's talk about confidence, about getting your confidence back, right? It is a game changer. It changes everything when you have confidence to actually do the things you want to do, to trust yourself, to back yourself, to just love yourself. Confidence is like that fuel that really like pushes you forward into the things that you want to do. And I want to see everyone doing the things that they love doing every day, because that's what you deserve to be doing. You didn't come here to work in a job that makes you miserable. You didn't come here to make no impact. You came here to be your unique expression, your amazing, one-of-a-kind self who can do things that no one else can do. You just might not know about it yet because you haven't backed yourself. You haven't had the confidence to go, I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to see what I can really do here in this life. So let's look at getting your confidence back. There's a few different things I want to touch on too, and I'm going to try and keep this episode really short and sweet for you. And we got a little bit of homework, home play at the end, so that you can start to really put into practice a couple of different tips so that you can really see where your confidence is at and you can start to see it expanding. And I'm really excited. I'm really excited for this one. So first of all, it's all about choosing you, right? For many, many years, a lot of us feel like it's a selfish act to choose us, to do the things that we want to do, to listen to those inner callings and do that regardless of what other people, what we perceive other people need from us, right? The truth of it is, selfishness is a beautiful thing. Obviously, there are different levels, there are different variances here, but what I'm talking about when I say selfish is the act of doing what is best for the self, really listening to the self, to what you need, to your inner guidance system, to your emotions, to your feelings, to your thoughts, and aligning them with what it is that you really want. Because the best thing that you can ever do for anyone in your reality, anyone, family, friends, coworkers, anyone, is to do what is best for you, to be the best possible version of you that you can be. That's when you are radiating light and you are a beautiful example for other people to see what's possible. But when you're trying to do what's best for everyone else, that's when guesswork comes into it and you're trying to figure things out and everything feels like it's uphill and miscommunication comes into play and things are misconstrued and everyone's a bit uneasy and everyone's confused. And doing what's best for you is a beautiful way to teach others. It is the ultimate giving. It really is. So choosing your unique desires and goals over fitting in with others, that's an amazing place to start. I love a quote that Brené Brown says. She talks about belonging. She says that the opposite of belonging is fitting in. And when I first heard that, I was like, that's really weird. I don't get that. That doesn't make sense. And when you think about it, it's such a powerful statement. When you are trying to fit in, you are not belonging to you. You don't belong. You are trying to change who you are. You don't feel that sense of home and comfort and safety and the ability to just be yourself. You can't if you're trying to fit in with everyone else, right? And as we're going through our school years, that's our prime objective. We just want to fit in. We just don't want drama. We don't want to be bullied. We don't want to be made fun of. We don't want to stand out. We just want to get through this schooling system, which is a freaking nightmare in itself, sitting for so many hours a day in a classroom with the same people. Of course, you're going to want to get along with those people. But the truth is, when you put into a real life scenario, if you were placed back in a room with all of those people you went to school with, you wouldn't have much in common with any of them. And that's okay. Obviously, when you're younger, you just make, you know, you have a lot more things in common because you're going to the same classes, you're doing the same things, you're all the same age, you might have similar hobbies, you might be doing the same sport. So you do have these things in common that keep the conversation going and keep that connection strong. But when you get older, I feel like we hold on to that framework, that template of just fit in with whoever you're in the room with type thing. Make sure that everything's just going really smoothly. And the truth is, you might not fit in with 99% of the people in most of the rooms that you're in. And that's especially true if you're not listening to your inner guidance system and you're not following your passions. If you're not following your passions, you're going to be very out of alignment with the people that you're working with. If you do follow your passions, just say, you know, just say it's music, just say it's making shoes, whatever it is, you're going to find that you're attracting other people who have the same interests and passions for those things. So you're going to find that you're in rooms with people that you have a lot in common with, right? But just remembering that belonging and fitting in are the opposite ends of the spectrum. So I believe that the goal here is to belong to you, to feel so wholeheartedly comfortable with who you are, what you are, what you love, back yourself, be confident and in love with all of the unique quirks that you have. And that takes some time. It really does. And it often takes stepping back from a lot of social engagements. Because if you're constantly on the go, if you're constantly seeing so many people at work, and then you're seeing so many people at the gym every morning or every afternoon, and then you're Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you're out with people and friends and family and everything, it's really hard for you to get a grasp on who it is that you are and what you actually want. Because you're just sort of being like pushed around and going, yes, this, yes to that. Okay, yeah, I agree with that. Yep, I don't want any waves here. So yes, I'll go along with that. And that's when you start to lose your identity. And that's when your confidence wanes because you go, well, I don't even know who I am, what I want, what I can do, because I'm just constantly going. So really slowing down is such an important point. When you're alone and you can find that love for yourself and you can listen to what it is you want, you start to do those things and you start to enjoy it. That's such a golden, beautiful place to be. Because that means if you are that happy and content and fulfilled when you're by yourself, then anyone else that you allow into your reality must be an asset. They must add to that beautiful state that you already have when you're by yourself. And that's when you get to a place where you're only attracting really good quality people who really have your back and are really only adding to your life. That doesn't mean that there's going to be 50 people a year that are coming in. It might mean that there's one. It might mean that there's two. It's going to be a much smaller circle when you actually start to tap into who you are and what it is that you like and what it is that you want from other people to add to your world. But giving yourself the space and time to actually evaluate that first is huge. And it's such a beautiful gift that you can give to yourself. Hey guys, I hope you're enjoying this episode and I hope you're getting a lot of value out of it. I would love to ask you to take just a couple of seconds out of your day to please rate and subscribe this channel. Whether you're on YouTube, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, whatever streaming platform you're on, if you could take a couple of seconds to just rate and subscribe, I would be so, so, so grateful. That's going to really help us get our reach out a little bit further. It's going to help the amazing messages from my guests be heard by a larger audience. And we're going to be sharing a lot more perspective and advice and inspiration for those people who really need to remember that they can and will own and co-create the life that they want. And I want everyone who feels stuck in their job to be able to have a safe space to go to be reminded that you can 100%, you can get the life that you want. You can create it. You just need a little bit of motivation, a little bit of inspiration. And that's what I hope to provide here on Trujectory, the podcast. So please rate and subscribe. Thank you so much in advance. I really appreciate you tuning in, and I hope you have a beautiful day or night, depending on where you are. Mwah. Being able to treat yourself like a queen, like a king, really, like it could come down to anything, any little acts. It could be taking yourself out for a massage. It could be just cooking yourself some beautiful food that you usually in the past would go, oh, it's too much effort just to do for myself. No, do it for yourself. Go to that effort. You are worth it. You are worth everything that you have. Who better to give to first? If you're willing to go and do all these things for other people, you better be willing to do it for yourself. It's the oxygen mask on the plane analogy. I've said it so many times, but looking after yourself first before you can help anyone else with their mask, that's just a given. But we get so caught up in this martyr sense, this need to, oh, I won't do it for me, but I'll do it for you. And, you know, I'll sacrifice what I want and because it's for the greater good. And technically, it's never for the greater good. That never works out. That's never been a good plan. So really trying to flip that narrative now and go, okay, I'm going to treat myself like an absolute royal motherfucker. Like, I'm going to be a queen. I'm going to be a king. I am going to honor my needs. I'm going to listen to myself. When I want to do things, I'm going to do them. And you are going to very quickly then be able to see how other people are treating you. You're going to be able to notice if other people are treating you towards that same level of royalty or if they're actually treating you really crappy. Because now your base level is to be really well respected by yourself. And to back yourself. And so you're going to notice if the people that you've been spending your time with are for you or if they're not really supporting you. And it might not be anything that they're doing on purpose. It might just be their nature is not a very supportive nature. They might basically need things from you all of the time rather than be willing to give anything. They might be draining you of your energy. They might just want to talk about themselves all the time. And how is that benefiting you? So having this time to yourself to be able to evaluate what it is you want, who it is you really are, what sort of people you want to attract into your life is going to be the most valuable work that you do in your life. It's going to completely restructure your social calendar. So be prepared for that. But that's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing to go from having 50 events to having one a month. There's a big difference between being alone and being lonely. And that is a choice of yours. If you can spend time by yourself and love it and own it and actually cherish it, then everything else that's added to your life is such a bonus. And it also means that at any state, you could go anywhere, you could do anything. You've got you. You're always with you, right? So if you have that strong, beautiful, loving relationship where you're like, fuck yeah, I love being by myself. I love being me. I love all the things that I explore when I'm alone. What's better than that? Truly. There's like so many stories around there of, oh, this person spends too much time alone. I'm a perfect example. I went from many, many social events all of the time. I was usually the one hosting the party to now spending a lot more time by myself. And I get the same amount of joy in cooking meals for myself that are so healthy and beautiful and sustaining and making music and creating podcast episodes and being creative and going for walks in nature and going for mountain bike rides up mountains. Like, I get so much joy out of that because I'm seeing me look after me. And for so many years, I didn't look after me. I looked after everyone else's needs. I wanted to people please everyone. I wanted to make sure everyone else was happy. Meanwhile, I was getting more and more drained. And it basically took until my body gave up on me and I started having seizures for me to actually snap out of that pattern and go, okay, wait, I need to actually put me first. And I can tell you from my experience, it is incredible when you are able to back yourself, treat yourself like royalty, and then really have very strong discernment about who you let in to your reality, because it's always a choice. Everyone in your world is a choice by you to be there. You're allowing that. So don't forget that. There's no victim mode here. You are the creator of your reality. So also I want to just tap onto the fact that when you say you're not confident, that's not true. There might be some things that you're not confident in yet. And that's simply because of one very, very basic fact, because you haven't put in the reps. So if you want to get more confident at something, figure out what that thing is and start practicing. For me, right now, it's guitar and piano. I want to be good at guitar and piano. I want to feel so confident that I could just jump on any guitar and piano and play any song that I wanted at any time, in front of anyone. That's a goal for me. And every single day that I'm learning more and more, I am building my confidence. I'm so proud of myself. I'm so elated. I'm so inspired by my own abilities. And I never thought I could do this. I doubted myself for so long. It took me until 36 to trust myself enough to go, just give it a try. Just put in the reps. Because I was also very impatient. And if I didn't see results straight away, I'd go, nah, done with that. I'm moving on to the next thing. And that's a very quick way to become basic at a lot of things and not good. What's the saying? Jack of all trades, master of none. And that's how it felt. So figure out what it is that you want to be confident in. Even if it's just something basic, even if it's that you want to start working out more, you want to have more confidence in your body. Just by starting to work out and having that consistency, that's going to give you the evidence. You're going to start seeing progress. And that progress is going to give you so much happiness and joy. And that happiness and joy is going to make you want to do the thing again the next day. And then more progress, more happiness, more joy. Do it again. More progress. Bah, bah, bah. It just keeps going up. It's incredible. So start with one thing. Don't overwhelm yourself. That's, you know, I've done that before going, okay, fine. I'm going to do 50 things and I'm going to have a whole new routine tomorrow. And it's like, okay, let's just calm down. One thing at a time. Baby steps is really key here when you're switching really core elements of your programming, your patterns that you've been running off your entire life, and building your confidence. You don't want to just set yourself up for failure, right? So you can be confident in anything. You just got to put in the reps. So even if you can't, like if you're stuck in a job at the moment and you're feeling like, yeah, well, I would love to become more confident in this one thing, but I just don't have the time and I'm in so much density every day. There's so many negative people around me. I'm doing a job that's really negative. There are definitely little things that you can start building up on the side. It could be anything. It literally could be if you want to start creating more on social media. I'm looking at my phone, so I'm using that as an example. You could start learning how to take really great photos. I mean, you can learn that online or you could just practice. You could just put in the reps every day. You're going to take 5 interesting photos every day and start seeing your creativity come through. And you can do that before a job, after a job, in between work, on a break. You can always make time for these little incremental changes. And the point is, once you do one of these things and see that you are making progress, you're going to want to do more. It's going to stem into the rest of your life. So don't worry and overwhelm yourself about how having to change everything now. Pick one thing that you want to be good at and put in the reps. And that right there is number one of your home play this week. Pick one thing that you want to be good at and put in the reps. And I want to hear about this. So DM me with your results. DM me and let me know what it is that you're going to be starting to work towards. And I want to be there for you. I want to support you. I'm so excited for you to see the progress that you can make if you really trust yourself and put in this consistency. Have the discipline to back yourself and do it every day. This is going to build your confidence in ways that you can't even imagine. The second thing I want you to do this week is to look at your circle. Look at who is supporting you and cull who isn't. And that doesn't have to be a harsh thing. That doesn't have to be even anything. It doesn't even have to be spoken. It can just be something in your mind that you go, I am no longer prioritizing this person and their needs above my own. And let them be the one to come to you and say, is something going wrong? A lot of the time, people that you let go of, they're so into themselves that they won't even notice that you've let go of them. And really choosing who's in your circle, I can't stress enough. Like I'm so grateful right now. I have quality over quantity right now. I only have a handful of really solid, beautiful people in my life, but I would not trade that for the 50 people that I used to party with every week a couple of years ago. Not for anything. I get to have real, deep, honest, raw conversations with these people. We delve into each other's psyches. We talk about all sorts of crazy things, like what potential we have. We talk about the dreams that we have. We work out how we could help each other out. We inspire each other. We boost each other's confidence. It's incredible. It's a completely different way of living. And I didn't know this for so long. I never had these sorts of people around me. So I want the same for you. I really do. I want you to have your own set of cheerleaders who are always there, who have got your back. You know that. There's no lack of trust. There's no doubt, insecurity. They're your people. So yeah, this is your home play for this week. Pick one thing that you want to be good at and start putting in the reps. Start finding your progress, and that's going to lead you to your confidence. You're going to see what you're capable of. And secondly, look at your circle and do a little bit of reevaluation, a little bit of culling, a little bit of trimming of the hedges. And let me know how you go. Hit me up on Instagram at Trujectory or at Sarah Louise Maxwell, and let me know how you go with this. Stay true. I love you. Mwah.